Talkback is brought to you by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Experience the luxury. It's Talkback, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the hosts or the callers, Talkback is where Central Louisiana connects and begins its conversation.
So, bottom line, why did you make this decision to support Harris, and why did you do it now?
Yeah, I've been voting for 40 years. My first vote I ever cast was for Ronald Reagan in 1984. I've never voted for a Democrat.
Wow.
It tells you, I think, the stakes in this election. Donald Trump presents a challenge and a threat fundamentally to the Republic. We see it on a daily basis. Somebody who was willing to use violence in order to attempt to seize power, to stay in power. Someone who represents unrecoverable catastrophe, frankly, in my view. And we have to do everything possible to ensure that he doesn't, that he's not reelected. Given how close this race is, in my view, again, it's not enough. You have many Republicans out there who are saying, well, we're not going to vote for him, but we will write someone else in.
Right.
And I think that this time around, that's not enough. It's important to actually cast a vote for Vice President Harris.
All right, that was Liz Cheney on yesterday's ABC Sunday show this week. Gosh, what a sellout!
It was crazy. And so my favorite part, and I don't know if we were able to zero in on this part of her conversation, but I was absolutely floored when she lavished, as the New York Post put it, lavished praise on the vice president and called her nomination speech at the DNC a speech that Ronald Reagan could have given. Ugh. And she basically said that that Harris's speech was very much an embrace and an understanding of the exceptional nature of this great nation, a love of America, a recognition that America is a special place. I had to pause it, and then my husband, who always makes breakfast for us on Sunday while I'm watching shows prepping for our show, I had to pause it. I'm like, oh my gosh, get in here. You got to hear this. It took me forever to listen to
a speech that Reagan could have given.
I just sat there. This look on your face was the look on, pretty sure I had yesterday.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. And then, she said this is not about, this isn't for her. It's not an election about policy, that Donald Trump is to vote for him. It means to abandon the Constitution. And, I forget how she exactly worded it, but, she said that Harris has moved away from her hardline progressive stances. Quote, she has learned as vice president, listened to her talk about her vision for this country, her vision for the future. And I'm like, just
what
because
vision?
Well, here's my other thing. Just because you give a speech and indicate that you now are a moderate in your views, look at her voting record.
Yes.
I'm like, just because you go out and give a speech doesn't mean.
Right. She's flipped on every position she's ever held, or at least is claiming that she has. I mean, if you believe that, then. And then you heard what she said in there, how Donald Trump promoted violence. He did not. He did not. He did not. If you go back and watch his speech that he gave in January 6th, he said, we're going to march over to the Capitol and make our voices heard. He did not say anything about attacking, about violence. And after it had started, if you remember, he posted a message to Twitter that Twitter actually took off after like 15 minutes, where he was calling for peace. He did not do that at all. So, I don't know.
Well, they interviewed Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and she talked about that the Cheneys represent the establishment that Donald
Absolutely.
Trump has been run against.
Absolutely.
And you're talking about the deep state.
Right.
On display there, looking at the Cheneys.
There is no question about that. think I have actually the clip where she says the Reagan thing. I think it's right here. Let's take a listen.
If you look at Vice President Harris's speech, for example, at the Democratic Convention, it is a speech that Ronald Reagan could have given. It's a speech that George Bush could have given. It's very much an embrace and an understanding of the exceptional nature of this great nation, a love of America, a recognition that America is a special place, a recognition that we all have to work together to ensure that. And you contrast that to ensure that we maintain it. You contrast that with what we hear from Donald Trump, again, on a daily basis, that America is a failing nation, that America is a laughing stock. The trash talking of the United States of America very much is part of the message that Donald Trump is pushing.
Again, she's misrepresenting what he's saying. He's saying that this administration has made us the laughing stock. And he's right. He's absolutely right that countries don't respect us like they have. I mean, just go back to the whole Afghanistan debacle. Which, by the way, the New York Post also has an article about that this morning on how Biden was hell-bent on leaving Afghanistan, ignoring military advice, NATO objections, and even pleas from the Afghans themselves. That's according to a new House Foreign Affairs Committee report that has looked into the withdrawal. So, I mean, I shouldn't in my mind even give her any credence at all that people will listen to her. I certainly hope that they won't, but it does show you how entrenched the swamp rat powers are in Washington, that they will work together. I mean, for someone like the Cheneys, for Kamala represents their best chance to still have some measure of power and influence.
No doubt.
Because when
Liz will be the Republican that Kamala will bring into the administration.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So I keep seeing this article. I think it's on Facebook. What will a Harris administration look like? And it's like, all right, we're maybe getting a little ahead of ourselves here. So, but she has said that she would consider bringing in Republicans. Probably it would be Cheney and Kinzinger at the top of the list.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. So, all right, let's go to the phones this morning. You're on an open line. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
How you doing, Pastor Day?
Hey, brother. What's going on?
Oh, man. You know, it's football season, huh?
It is football season and football weather, too.
Yeah, and what happens with football season when it comes around? What does Lucy do, huh? Is her name Lucy?
you are correct, sir.
Lucy Harris. That's what we're going to call her, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Because against fracking, for fracking. Against Medicare for all, for Medicare for all, now again, whatever. You know, you get the idea.
Yeah,
but anyway, yeah. But you know, I was talking the other day, you said, can anybody down there read? Well, that's why I only 6 months in the library in a whole year, you know?
Yeah.
But, but I did a little investigating, you know?
Yep.
I had told you how much they had a bunch of money in the bank, you know, when they still want that tax. Okay, I talked with an elected official, a.k.a. politician, all right? Anyway, okay. Who's in the know? Now, this is his words, not mine. I'm not going to say who he is because I want to make sure. And I told him, I talked with him Friday. He said, I said, how much they got in the bank? And I had told him, 3 million in CDs in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I said, three. He said, I ain't voting for it. And then that, quote, drainage tax, which they're trying to say is a road tax now. Which, you know, a while back, they had each district, you could vote for the tax. Well, only one went through down at Bartlesville area somewhere. I don't know. And that tax is like triple, that property taxes. And the roads tripled, but they went worse, you know. So, yeah, and people over there angry. But anyway, he said $3 million in the bank. Now, I'm going to find out. I'm still got to find out about the Home Rule Charter, where we stand on that. I know they're having meetings. But I got to find out what's the deal with that. But it's probably going to go through, you know, and they're not going to be happy, but that's just how it is. But anyway, I run into a guy Saturday. I used to live where we could see each other's house. If I walked out on my front porch and he walked out on his in Ellie, and he says, man, he said, well, him, he's over still. He's almost 80. You know, so he froze his assessment a long time ago when he bought the house. And he said, man, he said, people all over the subdivision, because he walks all the time, he said, they're getting notices, they've been reassessed, and all their property taxes are going up. And I said, how about the people living in my house? He said, I don't know if it's the same people there or not. He said, I only never see them, but I got to find out. But I'm sure it went up too. But he said his is not, you know. And the only time his will go up is if they pass a new tax, you know.
Yeah.
And then, but his assessment's been froze for, you know, 15, 18, 20 years almost. He's about 80, but anyway. Anyway, but I miss that. Man, I really do, you know. But I told him, well, I'm waiting on mine. And his has been froze now. His house is a little bigger than mine. His has been froze when he bought it. He moved here from out of town when he retired down south. He said his is like 1,600 and something. And his has been froze for, well, how many assessments we've had? At least three or four assessments since he's been there. But his is 1,600 something. Mine was, the people bought it was 17 when I left. That's what they were paying last time I checked. And it's going through a couple assessments. So ain't no telling what it is now. But he's kind of happy. You know, his is froze. But still, it's still going up. You know,
wow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But like you said, you know, who's to say they can just come say they need money, okay? All right, it's worth this much, period. I mean, what you going to do about it? Nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I jumped and hollered and complained. You know, I had another house when I first moved to Elliott, when I think Gil was the assessor then. And we had got an assessment, and this was like in the early 2000, maybe. He had my square footage. I said, oh, no, man. And I called him up, and he said, well, let's say, I said, no, it's not that many square feet, blah, 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 whatever. And I said, when I bought the house, they told me how much it was, and I measured the house, living area, and I told him. And anyway, he was going to send a couple boys out there. I said, that's fine. Y'all come on. I'm going to be here when you measure, though. And then he just said, okay, fine. Well, he knocked it down. Will you agree to this? I said, that's fine. But the guy that's in there now, nah. He just said, well, that's what we come up with. You know, basically, too bad. Pay it, you know. And anyway. So, but that's my little rant for the day. But yeah, we're going to find out. But the library, they put the tax on for December, you know. I mean, they didn't want that going in November. So,
right.
But anyway.
And we'll have this in Rapides Parish. There will be a vote on the, where they have the youth. They keep the
Renaissance.
Renaissance.
Yeah, Renaissance.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, you see, yeah, that got voted down last time. And that's what this guy was telling me. You know, they voted it down.
And, yeah, that time was for like an expansion of it. This time is for a renewal of the tax that's already in place. So,
yeah,
I feel like people will probably support it, but you know, it's definitely a strategy that you put those votes on the runoff races where you know there's a lot less turnout.
I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna call it what it is. It's corrupt. I mean, you know, it's legal. It's legal corruption. But I don't know. It just whatever, but I mean ours is pretty low here anyway. But I know that's the people who vote for them, okay? And they line up to go vote. I don't know the assessment of your property. I mean, when I left Elliott, it was 122 mills at the house I was at. When I came here, it was 60 mills.
Wow.
So, but not only that, had I moved that house here, he still wouldn't have said it was worth as much as it was over there. Because if I took this house and dropped it in Elliott, not even in the neighborhood I was in a, quote, neighborhood that's not as desirable, all right, it would not be nowhere near over here what it is over there. I mean, he's a lot fairer. He got some kind of computer program he implemented, whatever, I don't know, and he described it. It was in the paper. And everybody's happy with him. He didn't even have an opponent last time he run. You know, nobody run against him.
Right.
And he's more fair about it. But he just, I don't know, he just they just, there it is, take it or leave it, you know, and well, you're going to take it. He ain't going to leave it, you know,
so
you have to leave. But I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, they say, well, why you want to be negative? Why you want to be negative? Well, you know, what's negative? Negative is that little minus sign. Ain't that right? That little horizontal line runs on the paper?
Yeah.
And negative means when they take from you, it's negative, okay?
Yeah.
So you got the vertical and the horizontal line that intersect in the middle. That right there is positive, okay? Well, give me something to be positive, you know? Add to my checking account. That's when I'm positive. But when you're always taking, that's negative. Well, how can you be anything but negative? You know?
Right.
I don't know. But I just, I don't know. I get going. I get some mad sometimes, but
right.
I don't know. Anyway, y'all have a good day.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. We need to take a break. More Talk Back coming up.
Like to be part of Talk Back? Well, pick up the phone and call the BOM Bank Talk Line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
They say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Well, if that's the case, consider the Walker Law Firm flattered. Hi, I'm Greg Walker. Our free estate planning workshops have been helping people of Central Louisiana for years, and we're honored that other firms are now jumping on the bandwagon. The reason for this is simple. Estate planning and asset protection works. To learn more, join me Wednesday mornings at 8:30 for Talk Back on Estate Planning on KSYO Radio 970.
In Senlaw, keeping your lawn looking great can be a real challenge. And that's why folks have been choosing our locally owned and operated company, Promo Fencing and Lawn Care. Promo can also be your local choice for fence installation and new landscape installs. And they're real pros about it, too, offering free estimates and financing for those bigger jobs, residential or commercial. Bring your vision to life with Promo Fencing and Lawn Care. Call 318-452-6265.
How do you give hope to a child in the foster care system? It starts with your heart. That tug you feel on yours when you hear that children are waiting for a stable, loving voice to speak up for their best interests.
Who does look out for little people? CASA does. Court-appointed special advocates, CASA. You don't have to be a lawyer just to volunteer to watch over the legal interests of a young child. Call 225-930-0305.
Over 60 and retired? Making ends meet, especially at the supermarket, is tough. BenefitsCheckup.org is a free website that helps you pay for food, medicine, even utilities. Visit BenefitsCheckup.org.
Talk Back is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. There's nothing quite like the unparalleled quality and style with Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. The best of Talk Back is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
Hey, we're back, everyone. Thanks for being with us here on Talk Back. Quick note, we had Chuck Owen on the show Friday, and someone had asked him about the amount of expenditures the state spends on the Saints. He just texted me to say he's got a document in front of him, and he's trying to get a good answer. So once he gets a chance to look it over, he's going to let us know. So appreciate him following up with that, and good to know that he's not being nebulous. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on Talk Back.
So I have missed y'all, and since I'm on
where,
the road.
Where working, have you been? Where have you been?
Well, I have. I know that people think that all I have to do all day is call in with sarcasm and cynicism, but I do have an actual job.
Okay.
The month of August, I spent the night in five states.
Wow.
Working, so I've been all over the place. But one of the things I do when I do travel is I watch the local news to get a perspective of what other states and cities are doing. And, you know, it's the strangest thing. I did not see a trial lawyer advertisement at all in any of the other states I stayed at. They
really?
Was, you know, I don't know if the trial lawyers in the other states just aren't as good as our trial lawyers, or if there's something else going on. But I did want to catch up on state news, and I'm sorry for all the callers, but there's just no good source for local and state news. So if y'all don't mind, I just want a quick review. While I was gone, did we have tort reform?
We did not.
Did our insurance go down?
I don't believe so.
Did we have a constitutional convention?
We have not had that.
Did our taxes go down?
They have not. In fact, some people in places like Grand Parish are seeing their property taxes go up with assessments of their property going higher.
What about these reform? Did that happen?
What was that? You cut out for a second.
Did, Did utilities reform? Did our utility bill go down?
Nope.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't miss nothing. I wonder why that is.
I could draw some conclusions, yeah.
Well, say it with me. Meet the new boss. He's the same as the old boss. We put all this faith in Jeff Landry because he has an R after his name. And because he stands up for the Ten Commandments and because he's pro-life. But in the end, that's all window dressing. He's just like the rest of the politicians. So don't put your faith in a man. They're not going to help you.
I know that there are committees that are working on the insurance issue. They are having discussions down in Baton Rouge to try to get the ball moving on it as far as getting the auto rates down, but nothing conclusive yet.
You know, our committees are just like our Secretary of State, winking, blinking, and nod. They're always gathering facts and looking for conclusions, but they never take action. So, you know, the committee on the committee to keep the committee going to find out what committee to put on insurance, nothing ever happens. Mm-hmm. And why is that? Say it with me. Meet the new boss. They're the same as the old boss. Results matter, not if you have an R after your name or if you're pro Ten Commandments or you're pro-choice. If nothing changes in the state, it doesn't matter what other window dressing is there.
I would say your sentiments are probably shared by many people in our audience.
Well, thanks for catching up. I guess if I'm gone for another 5 weeks, nothing's going to change in Louisiana. So thanks for catching up. Good luck with the hurricane.
All right.
I saw Jim Cantore this morning. I heard he was going to Lake Charles.
Uh-oh.
And that doesn't root well for the people of that city.
No, and they just blew up their building that was damaged from the last hurricane. So
could have saved money and let the new hurricane blow down.
That's right. No kidding. All right. Thank you so much. Good hearing from you. We appreciate it. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you about an event Rapides Regional will be hosting to try to get some nurses some jobs. We'll tell you about that coming up.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. The Fannie Mae Home Purchase Sentiment Index rose in August, largely due to the upbeat mood when it comes to future mortgage rates, even as overall home buying sentiment remains less optimistic. In August, a survey high of 39% of consumers said they expect mortgage rates to decline in the next 12 months. A greater share of consumers also indicated they expect home prices to decrease over the next 12 months, although most continue to expect prices to increase. Anyone considering major home renovations can now get a preview of the potential result both inside and out. Real estate site Realtor.com has launched a generative AI design tool created by 3D property data firm Hover. It allows homeowners to check the look with actual materials and colors before investing time and money into making them a reality. After Friday's losses for stocks, stock futures are higher this morning. Steve Potusk, Bloomberg Radio.
Sinlaw Pregnancy Center's 6th Annual Gift of Life Fundraising Banquet is Tuesday, September 17th, 6:30 p.m. at the Randolph Riverfront Center in Alexandria. Join us for a beautiful evening with local entertainment, dinner prepared by some of the best local restaurant owners, the story of life by one of our own clients. Plus, international speaker Toni McFadden will share her Gift of Life story following her unplanned pregnancy as a teenager. Purchase tickets today or reserve a table at sinlawpc.com. Find us on Facebook for more details. The 6th Annual Gift of Life Fundraising Banquet, September 17th.
William Shakespeare's Macbeth, Act 5, Scene 1.
Out, dang spot! Out, I say!
It seems Lady Macbeth is having difficulties removing a troublesome spot.
Fie, my lord, fie!
Perhaps she should take that spot to Craig's Cleaners. At Craig's, tough stains are no problem. Finicky, hard-to-clean fabrics are no problem, too. Professional dry cleaning, dependable service.
Craig's Cleaners, 1746 Elliott Street, 1305 Metro Drive, or Highway 28 East at the Pineville Expressway.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Well, good morning. Starting out the week on a very positive note, but we'll see things probably going downhill as the week progresses. Sunny skies today. Afternoon highs near 87 degrees. A northeast breeze at 5 to 10. Clear skies for tonight down to 67 degrees. And then Tuesday, partly sunny skies with the highs near 87. Keeping a close eye on activity in the Gulf of Mexico for the latter part of the week. From the Sidlaw Broadcasting Weather Center, that's your forecast. I'm Dave Gracian. Currently 61 degrees in Sidlaw. Talkback is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Now let's get back to Talkback on KSYO, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
All right, we're back on Talkback on a Monday morning. Al Fortemont and Sandra McQuain with you. Coming up this Thursday, weather permitting, Rapides Regional Medical Center is planning to host a nurse recruiting event from 5 to 8 p.m. That'll be at Spirits, Foods, and Friends. And joining us in the studio to talk more about it, Catlin Bolton, who is the Chief Nursing Officer at Rapides Regional Medical Center, and Caroline Beard, who is the Nurse Staffing Coordinator. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you guys with us here today. So the need is great for nurses. We always hear this. Talk about this idea that you guys came up with to kind of make it a fun event to try to recruit some more new nurses.
Well, you always want to make something fun and get people encouraged to come out and spend time together. A lot of it's a lot about relationship building and trying to build a culture around getting to know who you're working for and who you're working with. So our goal is to have an atmosphere in which our managers and directors and senior team can mingle around with the students or even experienced nurses that come out and get to know each other and really, really foster a relationship that can help build and recruit into the organization.
And Spirits is such a great atmosphere to do that. When you talk about mingling, I mean, there's really no better place in Alexandria than to do that.
Yeah, this is our second year to host one at Spirits. Last year was fabulous, and we hope to have another fabulous one, weather permitting, this Thursday as well.
Awesome. Caroline, what kind of needs are you guys looking at Rapides Regional in terms of nurses?
So we are looking, like Callan said, for experienced as well as new grads, for registered nurses as well as LPNs. And so both of those groups of people can come out on Thursday night, as well as nursing students. So anyone in the nursing profession, we would love to have them on Thursday night from 5 to 8.
Awesome.
Great. Do you have a lot? What's your vacancies? What are your needs right now?
Well, a lot of our needs are going to fall around your med-surg areas, and so our goal is to recruit into med-surg. We are looking for med-surg nurses, but we are also looking for ICU, ER nurses. So when you look at nursing as a whole, there's a gap, and there's a gap across the country. It's not just here in Central Louisiana. It's across the entire nation. So what we're trying to do, you've kind of seen a lot of the travel cut away post-pandemic. You know, we're kind of getting back to our normal. But now it's just getting people interested in the field of nursing. And I think we've got our schools, local schools, have done a terrific job turning out students. They do incredible preparing them for their career in nursing. And what we're trying to do locally is create that environment and create that culture that keeps them here. Our schools have really made themselves really nice destination schools where people want to travel to come and spend time there. Now, it's our job here as organizations within Sidlaw to try to keep them here and give them a culture in which they want to stay and grow.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you attribute to the nursing shortage to? Are there a number of factors with that?
Yeah, I think you have to historically look at the population age across the nation, and then you also have to look historically. There's been waves of people going into the medical field and then times in which people don't go into the medical field. So I think we're kind of feeling that at the same time as our population is aging, and which is requiring more health care. And then also, you know, the acuity level of our population, you know, a little sicker patient clientele right now.
So, who's going next, right?
We're always
looking at each other. So what made you go into nursing?
Ooh, man, that's a hard one. So, no, it's really not. Really easy. I, unfortunately, like a lot of people, spent some time in my younger age with some ailing family members. I had a stepmom that passed away of cancer when I was in high school. And I, unfortunately, had the experience to spend a lot of time at the hospital and realized that was my calling. So, 2 days after I graduated high school, I actually started at Rapides Regional Medical Center and worked in the ER as a tech and a transporter and have been there ever since. It's my second home.
Wow. And you went to college locally, then?
Yes, sir. I went to Louisiana College locally, graduated from Pineville High School in 2002, and then went to Louisiana College, graduated from Louisiana College, and then have been at Rapides Regional in various roles throughout the organization over the last 23 years.
So, Carolyn, I know you're involved a lot with recruiting. So tell us a little about Rapides. What makes it an employer of choice for many of these nurses?
Yeah, absolutely. So we love to have students, like Catlin talked about. We have students 6 days a week at the facility, and it's really just working with the managers and the directors and the senior leadership team that personally makes it feel like home when you go to work. It's like a family. And the different floors have different dynamics, but those managers and directors make it feel like you're home and you're not really at work.
That's awesome. So for the event, 5 to 8 at Spirits on Thursday, obviously you're watching the weather, and if we have a hurricane come through here, that'll probably make it be postponed, but it looks like it's going east, maybe.
Yeah, we're praying for that.
Yeah.
We're really looking for that opportunity to spend time with the students. We were recently granted our Pathways to Excellence through the ANCC, and this is one of our events that we'll be able to do right after that designation. We're the only Pathways to Excellence hospital in state Louisiana, so it gives our managers and directors time to show that nursing culture, and we're going to keep praying that it goes east. I feel bad for anybody that lives east, but we really want to try to get our event off.
So when people come to this 5 to 8 on Thursday, food and drink available, what can they enjoy?
That's correct. We're going to have a little live music, food, drinks. We'll have some games. Nurses are highly competitive, if you don't know that, especially amidst the specialties. So we'll have our managers and directors out there. I'm pretty sure there'll be some beanbag toss. I know there'll be some giant Jenga that was very popular last year. And so we'll probably have a few competitions amongst all the leaders, I can tell you that.
So this is just open to anybody that wants to come then?
That's right. Open to any nurse, nursing student, LPN, RN, experienced, or still in school. We're more than welcome to have you come, create that relationship, introduce ourselves, and show our environment.
Awesome.
So what do you love most about working in a hospital setting?
I love helping people. I was an ER nurse. So I started off as an ER nurse, and everybody asked me why an ER nurse. I became an ER nurse. I wanted to help people when they had nowhere else to turn. When you think about seeing a patient in the emergency room, nobody chose to get up and go to the emergency room that day. They got up, and they had nowhere else to turn. So when they came to the emergency room, they needed help, and we're able to provide that help. So helping people is what I like to do. To me, it fosters a sense of culture that you can help give back to someone when they had nothing else they needed, that they needed something and no one else could give it to them.
Really well said. So, well, it sounds like a great event. I hope a lot of people show up. Hopefully, again, the weather is good. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. Thursday at Spirits Food and Friends, which is located here on Texas Avenue, almost exactly across the street from where our radio station is. And Catlin Bolton is the Chief Nursing Officer at Rapides Regional Medical Center. Carolyn Beard is the Nurse Staffing Coordinator. Thank you both for coming in today.
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely, please. You can.
Our Central Louisiana Raptors won the USSSA 10U baseball yesterday. And they're all waiting for me to say, go Raptors.
There you go. That's awesome. A good shout out there. Marquez's kid on that team, too?
No, he's not.
Okay.
No, he's not on there. But we got a bunch of great kids on there, and they played some wonderful baseball and represented Central Louisiana very well.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on that. So thank you both for being here today. We appreciate it. All right. More talk back coming up.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, I'd like the new Saints Score ticket from the lottery.
Here you go.
Just holding this ticket makes me feel like I'm at the game.
That would be a dream.
Here we go, folks. This is it. They're lined up for the field goal. This will be a booming attempt. Ball is snapped. Kick is away. It's high enough, long enough. It's good! Saints score! Saints score! Saints score!
Get into the game and play Saints Score from the lottery. Win up to 15 times. Win up to $100,000. Enter the second chance drawings for game experiences, merchandise, and the grand prize, a 2025 Saints season ticket package.
Woo! Saints score! Saints score!
Sir, wake up!
Oh, it's like I was in the game.
With Saints score, you are.
Score big with Saints score from the lottery. Top prize, $100,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. There's nothing quite like the unparalleled quality and style with Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. The best of TalkBack is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, we got about 15 minutes left in the show and time for you to still call in here at 442-8255. Today is the day Apple will unveil the latest iPhone, the iPhone 16. You're not quite at the 16 level yet, are you?
No, I don't even know if I'm out of the sixes yet. I'm definitely still in the single digits. But
Yeah, I've got a 12. It's holding okay. I mean, even the battery is doing all right. So
yeah, I'm going to have to finally break down because the updates are just killing the battery.
Yeah, that's true. They do seem to do that. It's almost like they are forcing you to get an updated phone because eventually the apps don't work and all of that. So it's kind of a racket if you think about it. Today is National Wiener Schnitzel Day.
I saw that. I don't know why it made me think of you, but you have a place you like to... Isn't there a place in Wisconsin you...
Yes.
A German place?
Yes. Yeah. Mater's in downtown Milwaukee, really near the Pfizer Forum. So I had recommended a few people that were there for the RNC to check it out. And as it turned out, Randy Wiggins took me up on that, and he said he loved it. So since I've been a kid, I've loved Wiener Schnitzel. Which, when people hear that, they think, like, hot dog, wiener. No, it's technically the German pronunciation is wiener, not wiener. But like Bill Murray said in Stripes, don't eat the schnitzel, they're using schnauzer. So, schnitzel is a veal cutlet. They pan fried in butter, the old-fashioned way, and it is delicious. Usually you have it like the little noodles they call spätzle. So, now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I could go for some right now.
I don't think... If I've had Wiener Schnitzel, I just don't remember.
Really? You never have?
I don't think I have.
You know, at Disney, the only time we went, when we went to Epcot, they've got, like, all the different countries there.
Yeah.
In the Germany section, they actually have a German restaurant. You can go in. They have, like, all-you-can-eat German food thing. So while my family was doing other things, I tucked into there and... sat there for an hour or two, listened to some polka music, and ate some schnitzel.
Good for you.
That was awesome.
Now, do you like rides? Do you ride everything, or are there certain things you won't ride?
I don't really like spinning rides where you get dizzy or that sort of thing. So, I mean, we went on most of the rides when we were there. You know, there's nothing more fun than waiting in line for 2 hours before you go on a four-minute ride.
That's right. That's the American dream, man.
I'm not a Disney person. I'm going to be completely honest. So Epcot was my favorite time of the week because after the German thing, I was walking around. My family, like, ditched me because I'm no fun at Disney. And I found in the Canada section, they had a Canadian classic rock bagpipe band. So they were playing classic rock songs with bagpipes. And they had, you know, drums and guitars too. But the bagpipe made it awesome. Especially like AC/DC songs with bagpipes was unbelievable. I sat there for like 3 hours for that one. So you're shaking your head at me.
I'm so not surprised. I totally believe you.
Yeah, Disney's not my jam, to be honest. Like, you know, I think Disney's great if you like have little kids and yeah, maybe like that 6 to 10 year old age where life is still magical and, you know, they don't realize what corporate greed Disney takes part in. So how they've ruined ESPN on DirecTV and all of that. So but yeah, that's sort of a running joke with our family was Dad's attitude at Disney. I was not exactly, you know, on board with everything.
Yeah, we love Disney. We were fortunate when we lived out west. We weren't far from Disneyland. And, you know, the nice thing is when you can go off season.
Yeah.
And not summers and spring breaks, it really can be very pleasant. The lines are not super long. And
yeah.
So when we would have breaks and Nevada school breaks, we would try to go down there. We had a blast.
Well, that's good. I'm sure you did. You're a fun person, though. So you make it fun for
we
the
did.
Kids.
We did. We used to go for all their Halloween events. So we would, it was a blast. I think I told you that time.
Halloween.
Yeah, we went as the Potato Head family and it was great. But the challenge was a lot of our parts Velcroed on as the Potato Head. So you'd get off your ride and you'd be like, can everybody check your parts?
Parts.
You'd be like, oh, excuse me, could you hand me my ear back, please? Thank you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So I'm just glad when we got to Orlando that the park wasn't closed.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that would be you.
Yeah,
that would have been the icing
luck.
On the cake.
Yeah, that would have
although
been
you might have been excited about that.
That's true. I probably would have had to go to like a little sporting goods store and get a BB gun, you know. So
hilarious.
that movie I'm talking about, National Lampoon's Vacation, definitely ranks in my all-time favorites.
So. Oh, yeah. That and then, of course, you know, Christmas Vacation's the classic.
It is. But I kind of am more sentimental about the first one. So
it was good. Oh, my gosh. When they had the ant strapped to the top of the car.
She couldn't weigh more than 100 pounds.
Hilarious.
I just love his whole character, that whole movie. So
it's great.
And he finally snaps when they just want to go back home and he slams the brakes. I think you're all bleeped in the head. And it's like, if you've driven with your family cross country or any length, because I mean, you know, for us when our kids were little, we would drive to Wisconsin for our summer vacations. And yeah, from Louisiana, you're talking about a good 20-hour trip. So.
Well, we didn't. I don't think we ever took one. I think the worst we did was about 9 hours or so.
No,
but our challenge was, yeah, but Matt is really prone to get car sick. So we had some really painful drives. And we were laughing about that with my parents. I can't remember if it was last weekend, talking about even just going over the mountains to San Francisco. So you can imagine a curvy mountain.
Oh, yeah.
You get to San Francisco, you're in bumper to bumper traffic. Matt's puking all over the
place. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Great memories, right?
Oh, my gosh. We were lucky. John and I survived marriage a few of those trips. But
I think in 2014, we drove to Milwaukee for Christmas. And we didn't realize it, but my son Aaron was a few weeks ahead of being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. So, like, every hour he's asking to stop to go to the bathroom. I'm like, Aaron, stop drinking water. Because I was getting aggravated. I'm like, why are you having to go to the bathroom all the time? You know? And, well, yep. We later found out why. So, now we kind of joke about it, but I feel bad for him now.
No, so. we didn't realize Matt was prone to that, but you know, we were moving out to Tahoe. It was only about two, but we took the drive around the whole lake, and we're halfway around, and we're on the east side or the west side of the lake, and there's just no place to stop. We're in a rental car. Matt's just sick as a dog. Oh, it's no. just it was everywhere.
You're
like in the that night we got back to the hotel. We were exhausted because you're trying to make a decision about taking the job and moving across the country. You're trying to clean up the rental car so you don't get charged an exorbitant cleaning fee. And finally, we're like, we're not leaving this hotel. I think we ordered like $200 worth of room service while we're in there scrubbing car seats.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Out of everything. And we thought it was just a curvy road. And then we realized it was just something he was going to, he finally has pretty much outgrown it for the most part. But then I remember when we went back to look at houses several months later, we came down the mountain. We walk in the house that we eventually ended up buying, but we walk in the front door and Matt pukes right in the foyer of this house. And our joke was, I guess we broke it, we bought it, because it smells like home.
There you go. There you go.
Christened it before we even got a mortgage.
Dang. Well, I hope he doesn't have those issues when he's flying back and forth from New York now.
You know, flying has never bothered him. It's just certain, just the road just getting a little curvy. But it's gotten a lot better as he's gotten older. But we also, if we think we're going to have a bumpy ride, we just give him some Dramamine, knock him out.
There you go. That's the way to do it. So, all right, we'll take a break. More Talk Back coming up.
Taking part in Talk Back could not be any easier. Call the BOM Bank Talk Line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK.
Are you ready to experience automotive luxury? Look no further than Walker Mercedes-Benz and BMW. From the Mercedes-Benz C-Class to the luxurious GLS SUV, indulge in comfort and sophistication. Or unleash the thrill of the road with BMW, renowned for its beauty and performance. Whether it's the 3 Series or the X5, every BMW embodies the ultimate driving experience. Visit Walker on Coliseum Boulevard or browse online at walkerautomotive.com for your dream car experience.
Your teeth are in need of a little dental work, but you're putting it off. Why? Could it be you can't stand the thought of wearing old-timey adhesive-filled dentures? Is it the high cost of dental implants? Or is it just the concept of having a dentist poking around inside your mouth? Whatever your reason, Today's Dental in Pineville has it covered. And with hundreds of smiling, satisfied patients, they've made getting implants amazingly simple, low anxiety, and affordable for everyone. And with calming in-office IV sedation administered by a highly skilled certified nurse anesthetist, your anxiety will all but slip away. Plus, their multiple finance options make implants truly affordable. So why wait? If you're looking to replace your old-timey denture with permanent implants, give Today's Dental on Highway 28 East in Pineville a call at 448-4540. It's a general dental facility owned by Dr. Jonas Goche. 448-4540.
Hi, I'm Dave Glowy, President and CEO of the National Insurance Crime Bureau. In the aftermath of a disaster, victims just want to get their lives back together. But the NICB is warning there are some fraudulent contractors who may approach you after a storm for a quick fix. They'll say anything as long as they can get you to sign a contract and hand over a payment. Don't be a victim twice. Know who you're dealing with, and remember, if you didn't request it, reject it. To report fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. So tell them today, I love you. Get screened. It could help save their life. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Talk Back is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talk Back after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
And we are back. Last segment of the morning. Tomorrow it will be Nathan and Sandra here with you at 8 o'clock. It will be our hour with Pineville Mayor Rich Dupree. He'll be phoning in tomorrow because he'll be at a conference, same one he was at last year at this time. The great one, Mark Levin, just posted to Twitter saying, unfortunately, I had a very bad fall this weekend and tore my quadricep between my right knee and my thigh. I'll likely be in surgery in the next day or two. I'll be back on air as soon as I can.
Oh, that sounds awful.
I know. I tore my quadricep when I was in college. We were somewhere, and we just started, like, running and sprinting, and I heard a pop, and I was like, ugh, that was the most pain ever. Well, other than a sprained ankle, that was the most pain I ever felt. And I never, like, went to the doctor or anything. It just sort of healed eventually, so.
Wow.
But I always kind of had a knot there in that thigh. So 3 years ago today, Joe Biden announced COVID vaccine mandates. As Alex Berenson terms it, the worst federal attack on our constitutional rights, at least since the World War II Japanese internment camps. And Berenson is actually in a major lawsuit against the Biden administration still over his being banned from Twitter, which came at the urging of the White House. So it's been quite interesting, the things he's learned during the discovery phase of all of that. If you don't follow him on Twitter, Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter, who did a lot of work during the COVID pandemic. So anyway, what else is going on today? We got a couple minutes left here in the show. I mentioned Apple has its new iPhone release today. Today is National Teddy Bear Day, which some people are familiar with the invention of the teddy bear or how it came to be. The story goes, in 1902, President Theodore Roosevelt was hunting in Mississippi when he refused to shoot a bear cub. The Washington Post published a cartoon about it, and a Brooklyn candy maker was inspired to create a stuffed animal he called the teddy bear. The world's largest teddy bear was made in Wichita, Kansas, 55 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a tall bear.
That's a big bear.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of tall, I noticed one of our neighbors in our neighborhood has like it looks like about a 15-foot skeleton in the yard.
Oh, I've seen some of those. Yeah, I've seen those go up.
Getting ready for Halloween. It's like, wait a minute, it's September 9th. We're already getting ready for Halloween.
John and I thought that we saw a few things up, and we're like, oh, I think it's about a month early. But But do you know what? The kids love seeing it and get them excited.
People really love Halloween. Yeah. I know the McQueens for years.
We do. We've retired with our kids gone, and we've donated all of our items.
Oh, really?
We did. We Emmanuel Baptist Church does a huge fall festival, carnival around Halloween, especially a lot of the day school students. Yeah. And so we donated probably 90% of our collection to the church.
Including Fred and Ethel?
Fred and Ethel.
Wow.
Yeah. So somebody else can reimagine what their next scenario is going to be. But that and all of the, a lot of the apparatuses and attractions we made. So all of our chicken wire ghosts and everything have been donated.
So now you have a lot more room in the garage.
We do. A little bit more in the attic. Yes. We thought about holding on to it. But it's like, my gosh, by the time the kids have homes of their own, who knows what kind of yard. It's like, they can start over. It was just not worth. We have a couple keepsakes that we held on to that were really hard to find items. But other than that, everything's been donated.
Aw.
We're out of the Halloween business.
Darn. That's kind of sad.
I know. It was from when you weren't there to cover it anymore. What was the fun?
That's right. And Grace Carson wasn't there anymore.
Oh my gosh. I used to decorate. When you're anchors would come, I'd have my like a costume room all laid out for them to pick what they wanted.
I remember that. That was fun. Good times. All right. I'll be back with you guys on Wednesday. Again, Nathan and Sandra tomorrow. We will see you then. Have a great Monday, everyone.
You've been listening to Talk Back. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored